Thank you for joining me again today. And as you know, if you've been with us, we are in the book of Acts, chapter 2, and I want to remind you why we are here. It's so we can discover together the power of God through the Holy Spirit. As Christians, we believe that the moment a person repents of sin through faith alone, in Jesus Christ alone, that we receive the Holy Spirit who comes to live in us. That is, the Spirit of the living God takes up residence, makes his home in our lives. The Apostle Paul wrote this to the Christians in the church at Corinth in 1 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 19. Your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit, who is in you, whom you have from God. The Holy Spirit is in the person who believes by faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. And the Holy Spirit is the one who gives the Christian our power. He comes in power, as we have seen in these opening verses of Acts chapter 2, and he lives in us in power and infuses us with the power we require to live fruitful Christian lives in this dark and evil world. And the reason this is true is because believers in Jesus are filled with the Holy Spirit. And that is the next phrase I want to pick up in our text and discuss today. What does it mean to be filled with the Holy Spirit? So that you hear this phrase in context, I'll again get us started by rereading Acts chapter 2 and verses 1 through 4. When the day of Pentecost had come, they were all together in one place. And suddenly there came from heaven a noise like a violent rushing wind, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting. And there appeared to them tongues as of fire, distributing themselves, and they rested on each one of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit was giving them utterance. Did you hear our phrase? It's in verse 4, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit. I've already spoken with you about so much that is here in these opening verses of chapter 2. We've talked about Pentecost and who was gathered in this one place, which is the upper room in Jerusalem. We covered verse 2 in detail, the sudden noise heard by the ears of what sounded like a violent rushing wind, and what is the significance of them sitting. And then in verse 3, the tongues as of fire seen by the eyes. And last time I told you what these tongues actually are. They are known, spoken, intelligible languages, not a private prayer language or some other unknowable language. And today we come to this, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit. What does this mean? Well, in order to answer that, I first have to distinguish or highlight the difference between what it means to be filled with the Holy Spirit versus what it means to be baptized with the Holy Spirit. And the main reason I have to do this is because there is so much misunderstanding stemming from misinterpretations of the New Testament around in our churches today, that I find many Christians are incredibly confused as to what it means to be filled with the Holy Spirit and what it means to be baptized with the Holy Spirit. Let me ask you, do you know the difference? Now, you might say, what? I do not even have any idea what you're talking about. I have never heard of being filled with the Holy Spirit or being baptized with the Holy Spirit. Or, I don't even go to church. And even if I did, I would be clueless as to what all this means. That's all right. Just stick with me in the Bible and I'll explain this to you. Then you won't be clueless. But still others of you have heard your whole life or have been taught for a long time now anyway about being baptized with or in the Holy Spirit. Furthermore, you have been told to seek the baptism with the Holy Spirit, to pursue this aggressively, and to experience it. And that when you receive this baptism, you will then speak in tongues and are empowered by the Spirit with certain spiritual gifts. And by speaking in tongues, those who hold to this view do not mean understanding known languages that you did not previously speak, but rather a heavenly language unknown to you, that will enable you to speak directly with God. One teacher in a charismatic church put it this way, quote, when you receive the gift of tongues, in a split second, the Holy Spirit downloads a language into your spirit without you ever having to learn it, unquote. Obviously, he and I do not agree. This statement is a direct contradiction to what tongues are in the New Testament, as I defined them for you yesterday. So I disagree with this teaching, and the reason I disagree is because of what the Bible teaches about what it means to be filled with the Holy Spirit and what it means to be baptized with the Holy Spirit. So let's jump into our Bibles and make sense of this. And I'm going to start with what the Bible means by being baptized with the Holy Spirit. Tomorrow I will get to what the Bible means by being filled with the Holy Spirit, which is in our text in Acts 2, verse 4. So, in a series on the power of the Holy Spirit, you'll find that I am simultaneously clearing up some confusion created by certain teachers, preachers, writers, and speakers who do not understand the proper New Testament meaning of being filled with the Holy Spirit and being baptized by the Holy Spirit. Still, when you see the distinction, then it will again reveal to you the power of the Spirit in your Christian life. So I will constantly keep the big truth in front of you, even as I do some detail work in the Bible today and tomorrow. Okay? Great. Now let's talk about this baptism in the Holy Spirit by going to Acts chapter 1 and verse 4. Acts chapter 1 and verse 4. Gathering them together, Jesus commanded them not to leave Jerusalem, but to wait for what the Father had promised, which, Jesus said, you heard of from me. For John baptized with water, but you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now. These are the words of Jesus in Acts 1, verses 4 through 5. And you heard it. Jesus said, you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit. There is no question Jesus said it, and there is no question the believers were baptized with the Holy Spirit at Pentecost in Acts 2. But the question is, what does Jesus mean by this? And here is what Jesus means. All people who put their faith alone in Christ alone at the point of their salvation from sin are immediately baptized with the Holy Spirit. The baptism with the Holy Spirit is Jesus Christ, giving every genuine Christian the Holy Spirit and securely placing that genuine Christian in the church. Jesus is the one who baptizes. John the Baptist clearly says this is what Jesus will do in Matthew chapter 3 and verse 11. Let me read that for you. Matthew 3, verse 11. As for me, John the Baptist says of himself, I baptize you with water for repentance, but he who is coming after me is mightier than I, and I am not fit to remove his sandals. He, Jesus, will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. And fire here deals with people who do not repent of sin and do not believe by faith in Christ. This is a baptism of judgment reserved for unrepentant sinners. I hope you captured what John the Baptist said of Jesus. He, meaning Jesus, will baptize you with the Holy Spirit. And that is exactly what Jesus does for every Christian at the moment of our salvation. So if you are listening to me now and you are a genuine Christian, then I have news for you. You are already baptized with the Holy Spirit. You do not seek the baptism with the Holy Spirit. You do not need to aggressively pursue the baptism with the Holy Spirit. You do not receive tongues when at some point after your conversion, you are baptized with the Holy Spirit. Listen, Christians, you are already baptized with the Holy Spirit. To make sure you didn't lose me there in that quick excursion to Matthew 3, let me give you the biblical understanding of baptism with the Holy Spirit again. The baptism with the Holy Spirit is Jesus Christ giving every genuine Christian the Holy Spirit and securely placing that genuine Christian in the church. And Jesus does this at the very moment of our salvation from our sin. And I get this from 1 Corinthians chapter 12 and verse 13. When you have a chance, read 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 13. Paul writes, "For by one Spirit we were all baptized into one body." The baptism Paul writes about here is not water baptism. This baptism is the baptism with the Holy Spirit that Jesus spoke about in Acts 1, verse 5. And the body here is the church, and the one Spirit here is the Holy Spirit. All Christians have been baptized with the Holy Spirit at the immediate point of our conversion to Christ. Jesus baptizes us in the Spirit and securely places each one of us in His church, the real body of Christ, the global family of true Christians. I hope that you understand this. What I have done today is to define for you what baptism with the Holy Spirit is, according to God in His Word. Now, being filled with the Holy Spirit is different than being baptized with the Holy Spirit, and tomorrow on this broadcast we will learn what it means to be filled with the Holy Spirit. You've got to be here for that, because you really need to hear these two broadcasts or podcasts together. If you have one without the other, this will not make sense to you. Also, I understand this can get a little complex for 15 minutes on the radio, but do not let our time limitation keep you from understanding the clarity of the Bible on these matters. I urge you to download this as a podcast and listen again. Listen a few times if you do not follow me the first time through. And to get the free podcast, simply go to 590amtheword.com and click podcasts, and then God Is. Punch in 590amtheword.com into your web browser on the computer, then click podcasts and God Is. And listen again tonight. And you can also share this with friends of yours who want to understand what is the baptism with the Holy Spirit. A lot of Christians do not understand this, so I would encourage you to take today's teaching and tomorrow's teaching and send it to friends and family members and people in your church so that they can understand it better. So do all of that, and then join me again tomorrow as we conclude the week together right here on God Is.